Steve Maston, Director of Economic Development. And we're gonna have airport terminal lease termination and airport terminal lease.
Thank you, Steve.
On a lighter fare. Okay. We have some changes that are ongoing at the airport, and some of them, I'm bringing them to you this morning. Currently, Jimmy's flying grill at the airport. We've been working with the new prospective owners. He's looking at getting into some other interest. And so we'd like to go ahead and terminate the lease with the Southern Delaware Restaurant Association, trading as Jimmy's Flying Grill. Tenant leases the restaurant, conference room, and banquet room. Tenant is current and up to date on rent, and tenant would like to terminate the lease and sell their improvements.
Okay, gentlemen, have questions to Mr. Maston?
Read it.
Read the motion.
Offer a motion to terminate the three leases with Southern Delaware Restaurant Association, Incorporated at the Sussex County Airport Terminal Building, effective April 4th, 2006.
So moved. Second.
Motion, Mr. Duke. Second, Mr. Phillips. To approve the motion just read by Mr. Maston. Questions? Mr. Cole stepped out of the room. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Motion passed.
Okay, thank you. With the termination of the lease with Southern Delaware Restaurant Association, in lieu of assignment of the lease, the county desires to enter into a new lease with the proposed tenants who have been assigned the lease of the old lease. We'd like to continue to the operation of the restaurant. You know, at the airport, it's essential that we have somebody in there and that it's operating. Currently, the restaurant is being leased at $1,521 per month, conference room $501 per month, banquet room at $326 per month. Total lease amount per month to the county would be $2,348. All rents have an annual consumer price index. The initial lease will be a five-year lease with one option for five. There'll be no subletting or assignment of the lease. Proposed tenant will continue restaurant operations without interruptions. And new tenants have a combined 27 years of experience in restaurant experience. Together with the Economic Development Office, we've been working on this for about 3 months, okay? At this time, I'd like to introduce, okay, Lisa Brown and Lori Thompson, new prospective owners. If you'll come forward, please. And they will announce the name of the new restaurant name and for sure that it be approved and answer any questions that you
may
have.
Good morning, ladies. Come forward.
Okay. Good morning.
What's the name of your new venture or headache or whatever you want to call it?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. It'll be called.
Say your names for the record, please.
I'm Lori Thompson.
And Lisa Brown.
Okay. What would you like to tell us about your new venture?
Well, the new restaurant will be called the Flight Deck Restaurant.
Flight Deck. All right.
The Flight Deck. We thought it was important to keep the aviation theme going, being it's at the airport. We'll be redecorating with aviation artwork in good taste. And
so traditional Sussex County menu and not going gourmet. I mean, you're going to stay meat
no
potatoes.
No changes to the menu right now.
Chicken and dumplings.
We'll still have chicken and dumplings.
Yes, sir.
Anything else you'd like to say? You take over.
One question, please, if I may.
Yes.
For the sake of the media, there will be no video game.
They'll give.
That's right.
They'll give tickets instead of cash.
A family no aviation-oriented restaurant.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Okay. Yep. Anything else you want to say? It's your time.
You got a great thing out there.
Thank you. We hope
well
to.
Hope you get a crowd and run out of food.
Well,
how's that?
We certainly hope
we
so.
We hope
to be packed all the time.
When you take over,
you'll come out.
When
we leave here.
Get the vote?
Okay. Yes, when we get the vote.
Well, we don't hold you up. You'll miss lunch then. Mr. Maston, if anyone has any other comments, we'll have Mr. Maston proceed so we can get you out there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies, for taking the time. The verdict will be here in just a second, I guess. Read the motion.
Okay, I'd like to offer a motion that the President of Sussex County Council be authorized to execute a five-year lease agreement with one additional five-year lease option with Airport Restaurant Corporation, trading as the Flight Deck Restaurant, to lease the restaurant, banquet room, and the conference room at the Sussex County Airport.
Okay, gentlemen.
To move.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes, to approve the motion just read by Mr. Maston for the new name of the restaurant at the airport. Questions? Call for the vote. Mr. Cole, would you like to vote?
Well, I just missed the entire presentation. I'm familiar with it, but I'll abstain just because I was not in the room.
Okay, and Mr. Cole abstains. Mr. Phillips is out of the room. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Lady Six Lunch.
Thank Congratulations.
You. Congratulations, I guess.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is...
One other lease. It's a very short one. I'd like to... You have a document coming around. Hertig Aviation has requested their land lease be terminated and wishes to sell their hangar improvements. In lieu of the assignment of the lease, the county desires to enter into a new lease with a proposed tenant who would have been assigned the lease of the old lease. So we're getting ready the old and doing a new. The current tenant is current with all amounts due to the county.
Don't have questions?
So you have somebody in the building now?
Yes.
Besides the old person, right?
Right.
And is any of the terms on the old lease, now that's been assumed, or has there been any changes?
I'm going to talk about that at the next step after we terminate the lease. And okay. I have that.
Okay. So move.
Got a motion then?
Second.
No, you read the motion, right?
Yeah. Okay.
To terminate the lease with Hertig Aviation, Lot D, dated October 1st, 1986, for land lease at the Sussex County Airport.
Gentlemen?
So moved.
Cole made a motion, second by Mr. Jones, to terminate the lease with Hertig Aviation, Lot D, dated October 1st, 1986, for land at Sussex County Airport. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips out of the room. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, with the termination of the Hertig Aviation Incorporated lease, I'd like to discuss a new lease with about a new tenant. In lieu of the assignment of this lease, again, county desires to enter into a new lease. The proposed new tenant at Lot D, Sussex County Airport, is the Hudson Thompson Aviation, which we're familiar with. They are current tenants at the airport. Hudson Thompson Group is ready to go to settlement, and what we're looking at in terms of terms is... proposed lease amount will be $750 per month or $9,000 per year with annual CPI adjustments. It would be a 30-year lease.
The current lease was for how much?
About $2,000 a year. It was very low. So we're stepping this up.
Getting rid of another old one, for lack of better words.
It was an old lease, and we're stepping up the rates and bringing them more into line.
Okay. My only question sometimes is the 30-year time frame. It seems a little long for leasing property.
Right. Especially with the improvements that they're talking about, for any of the folks out there, they're looking at, $500,000 and greater, and that's what we're talking about. And they need that kind of time frame. And what happens, a lot of times these leases will, they'll sell their properties, and then at that point, like we're doing now, we're entering into a new lease. So this is an existing hangar that's already there.
Right.
So it's almost a turnover. So even though it's 30-year, chances
it's not,
are
it's not we're not making any of the cost of, it's not costing us anything.
It's not costing us a thing.
No. You want to read the motion? We got bonus.
Yes, sir. To lease Lot D at the Sussex County Airport to the Hudson Thompson Aviation LLC, approximately 1 acre of land for a term of 30 years with annual CPI adjustments.
Gentlemen?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Dukes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Jones to approve the motion for Hudson Thompson Aviation LLC to acquire the 30-year lease for annual CPI adjustments. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips out of the room. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Next item will be Jim Hinkle, project engineer at the airport perimeter fence project balancing change order number 3.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
This is basically a closeout of the perimeter fence project. As you may remember, I was here in January, and we awarded substantial completion to Able Fence on the fence project. Since then, we've had one minor item that we've been in discussions with Able Fence about concerning warranty. We've settled that issue, and we're now able to close this whole thing out. It's a credit amount of $3,100.25, and we extend the contract days by 221 days. Unless you have any questions, I have a motion.
Go ahead.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants, Delta Airport Consultants Incorporated, and the County Engineering Department, that the balancing change order number 3 for Sussex County project number 04-09, perimeter fence at Sussex County Airport, with Able Fence Incorporated, they approved an accredited amount of $3,100.25, which decreases the final contract, contract total to $906,312.25 and extends the contract time by 221 days.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Jones.
Second.
Second, Mr. Dukes, to approve motion just read by Mr. Hinkle. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Record show that Mr. Phillips out of the room. Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes, also.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Vote is yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Jim.
Mr. Stickles, grant